Kenny. Bah. It's really great to see you here on a Wednesday. March 2nd, 2016. I'm March! So glad.
March!
We got through another year of February. I'm so happy.
Me too.
Today actually is the first day of the meteorological spring. So I'm looking forward to more snow here in California, hopefully, because, you know,
it's going to rain this weekend.
Yeah. Good. Great. Wonderful. I'm so glad that you could wait for the rest of us.
March!
Mr. Nino. So.
Hey, you, Mr. Nino.
No.
Like waving my finger.
How are you doing? You feeling okay?
Not really, but I'm here on the show, Kyle.
I'm so glad that you are, and I'm also glad that your ears are joining us, dear listeners. You can do so every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, over at goodstuff.fm/live. Now, that's your first line of defense against really understanding what this show is about. Bullet point number two would be to go over to patreon.com/morningshow, just like our newest patron, Joseph Mann, who signed up on Patreon as a new patron. Thank you, Joseph.
Gets a name drop.
Yeah, you do. Because really, there aren't that many of you. So, hey, we appreciate it. Thanks a whole lot. I don't know. I still have t-shirts. I don't know what to do with them. They're like collector's edition t-shirts. And we still have three more transmission t-shirts. I hope you're large. Right. That's it. Hey, Kenny, lead story here. Something incredibly important has happened. And no, it's not about the FBI.
It's very topical too, Kyle.
Indeed. A study shows America's favorite study shows America's favorite pizza toppings, and this is according to theinterrobang.com. So of course we've got to cover this.
Yes,
the Harris poll recently did a study on pizza toppings, period. The study tested what America's favorite topping, America's least favorite topping, the best type of crust, and what alcohol is best preferred with pizza.
Whoa. Alcohol?
Yeah, in your crust.
That's only going to dull your senses.
And?
You got to have full pizza flavor experience.
After that first slice, it's pretty samey. Unless you're doing like a flight of pizza, because then that's different. Why
only
is
the
there,
alcohol heightens.
Why is there not a pizza flight place? It's like Sliders, but for pizza. Like tiny pizzas. Why are there not tiny pizzas?
Because a bite-sized pizza is not... Well, that does sound good. You're right. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about!
Like a pizza brewery. Awakening.
Have you felt it?
Pizza. Wait, I was waiting for the...
Pizza.
There it is. Excellent.
I separated the two on the soundboard and I forgot that I did that. Hey, awesome. So let's get into the details of this study. Okay. We'll talk about the top news of the day momentarily. If you're interested, we have started to do chapters in our MP3s. So if you use a podcast player that has chapters, you can skip ahead straight to the headlines if that's what you care about. But really, if you're still listening right now, you care about pizza toppings. So let's get into this. Plain cheese pizza comes in fourth on this list. I guess you want to just go top to bottom on most favorite.
Yeah, go top to bottom and then we'll comment if we need to.
Okay. Okay. Let's look at the most favorites. You want to go 9 to 1 or 1 to 9?
Let's go. Let's do a late show top 10 or top 9 and go 9 to 1.
All right. Hold on. Where is this? Alexa, play a drum roll. Number 9, peppers and sweet peppers.
Oh. Okay, that, what's the difference?
That is the most favorite. I think they're called different things regionally.
Great. Who cares?
Also, number 8. Hold on. Before we get to number 8, chat room coming in with a win. Bagel bites are amazing. Yes, they are. And those are tiny pizzas. But I'm thinking like artisanal pizzas, tiny artisanal pizzas.
Yeah.
Potentially. Number 8, what? Pineapple.
Oh, what happened to the drum roll?
play a drum roll.
No, we can't keep doing that every single time.
Pineapple.
That is my number 2. Oh, that sounds wrong.
Okay. Number 7. ham/Canadian bacon.
Which is usually paired with pineapple.
Most of the time. Yeah. I wonder why there's 7 and 8. Can I get a 7 and 8, please? Number 6, bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is number 1 in everyone's book.
Oh.
Number 5, onions. On the most favorite toppings on a pizza, onions? Now, if we're...
I think that's in combination with other toppings.
Sure.
Maybe, but not just an... Can I get an onion pizza? That's it. Just one topping.
I'd like some onion and bacon, please. Bake onion. Number 4, cheese, or just plain.
Okay, that's surprising that it's only number 4. I thought it would have been number 2, actually.
Sure. Number 3, mushroom.
Blech.
Come on. Number 2.
On a pizza, it's fine.
Number 2, sausage. And play a drum roll. Number 1, pepperoni.
Well, yeah. See, that the drum roll doesn't work without the fanfare.
You're right.
Alexa.
Play fanfare.
I couldn't find the song fanfare in Karen Lynn's music library or in Prime Music.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's not helpful.
Wait, what's the least favorite?
We can go through the least favorite.
Wait a second. Can without the drum rolls and everything, without the countdowns. I'm looking at this list right now. This doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, number 10, which we didn't have a 10 on the other one. Least favorite toppings for America, cheese or plain.
But that was number 4 favorite.
But people hate it also at the same time. Number 9, meat. General mentions of meat in general.
Don't you mention meat on my pizza?
Meat.
Oh.
Number 8, sausage.
But that was number 2. I don't get this list.
Number 7, peppers and sweet peppers. Number 6, pepperoni. 5, olives. 4, onions. 3, let's get into these top 3 least favorite toppings because you are the havesies on this. Pineapple.
That's my second favorite.
I do have to say, as connoisseurs of cold pizza, pineapple is the single worst item you can put on a cold pizza.
I won't argue
that
it's not a good one, but I will argue that it's the worst.
Cheese.
Number 2, mushrooms.
Okay, I agree with that, but it was number 3 on the most favorite.
Yes.
What kind of study is this?
I think it's polarizing. Mushrooms are polarizing. That's why. Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And should I drum roll or? Okay, I won't drum roll.
No.
Number 1, anchovies.
Yeah, that's kind of to be expected, right?
Ding, ding.
I'm sorry. Too zesty for you?
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit on the anchovy. It's salty. It depends on how much anchovy is put onto it. So there you go. And of course, this study also included some information about crusts. Adults apparently turn to regular crust 18% of the time, being the top choice. Deep dish at 15% and stuffed crust eking in there right at 14%.
Wow, 14%.
Yeah, Sicilian crust, believe it or not, is at 3%. I would figure these days that that would be flipped. Like flipping a pizza.
Sure.
Just because the majority of the frozen pizzas you see in the market are like thin crust. Hey, it's thin. It's healthy. It's got anchovies and mushrooms and pineapple, all three.
It's that people, when you ask them, do you prefer Sicilian crust? They go, what's that? I don't want Sicilian crust.
Right. Right.
And sorry for the accent.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know who that is, but it's fine. It's good. So that's your pizza facts for the day, Kenny. Let's look at today's headlines.
These are today's headlines.
Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
Good morning. On this day in 1933, King Kong opened in New York. The best seat was on top of the Empire State Building.
Oh, come on. All right, well, that's one of the headlines. The other headlines are as follows. Brazil detains Facebook VP after he failed to give up user data. Facebook's Vice President of Latin America, Diego Zodan? I don't know how to say that last name.
Zodan!
He was detained by police yesterday morning in Brazil after the company failed to comply with a court order to hand over WhatsApp user data.
Ooh.
The big problem, Kyle, WhatsApp, which Facebook owns, fully encrypts messages between users, and it has no records of messages sent. Even if it were able to get access to a specific device, the encryption is likely too difficult for the company to crack.
Uh-oh. So they detained him? He was in Brazil, I suppose.
I'm going to get to that.
VP of Latin America. Okay. All right.
Facebook received a court order to hand over the data 4 months ago, which authorities said was related to a drug trafficking investigation. The Brazilian court ended up issuing the order three times, and it started to fine Facebook around $12,600 for not following through. That fine jumped up to $253,000 a day last month. And on February 7th, the court also issued a warrant for Zodan.
You can't do that. $250,000 per day until you pay that fine. That's the...
Until you decrypt the data.
Sure. If that goes into the Brazilian government, I'm fine with that. Let's just rename Brazil Facebook. We've got the Germany, Michigan thing. We'll just call Brazil Facebook from now on. How about
Let's just call it Zodan.
Zodan.
Well, Kyle, SpaceX also in the news. Falcon 9. The launch gets pushed back to Friday.
Oh, finally. Goodness. Boop, boop,
boop, new targeted date is Friday, March 4th for the launch. SpaceX has again delayed its latest Falcon 9 rocket launch due to what they're calling extreme high altitude winds, according to a tweet from Elon Musk.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Musk. Well,
you're welcome. I am a robot.
Yeah, that's what it
like hot dogs and hamburgers.
That's what I thought.
Sure. But Kyle, speaking of space, ooh. Scott Kelly, he's back on Earth. NASA astronaut Scott Kelly is back on Earth. Kelly and Russian cosmonauts Mikhail Kornienko and Sergei Volkov, they landed late Monday night in a Kazakhstan desert, NASA and Russian mission control said. Kelly could be seen pumping his fist and giving a thumbs up after being hoisted from the Russian Soyuz spacecraft that brought the trio back.
That's what
Kelly has completed a nearly year-long mission on the International Space Station, the longest any U.S. astronaut has been in space. So I'm sure when he got onto Earth and they pulled him out of the thing, he went, whoa, this is heavy.
I feel like Jell-O right now. Yeah. Well, they have to carry them out. So they try and cover them, I guess, because they're cold. And then they carry them out and immediately put them onto a float for a parade. And what they're going to do with Kelly, I believe, is look at the long-term effects of space travel so that we can get to Mars and try and see some of the effects on genetic things because he has a twin. like an identical twin, genetically what? Identical twin,
Ooh.
Who was also an astronaut, believe it or not. So, I mean, what are the odds of that? They're going to see
very, very slim.
Yeah, they're going to see how space travel affects you long term with radiation and the lack of gravity, etc.
And Scott Kelly is now a member of the Fantastic Four.
That's what I thought. Yep.
All right. And last but not least here, Pebble, you know, the wearable
Pebble
company mm-hmm. from Kickstarter. They dropped the price. They dropped the price of their time and time round watches by $50. If you've been holding out on getting your very own Pebble Time, congratulations, because your patience has been rewarded. Hmm. Yesterday, the company dropped the price of its two time smartwatches, both the time and the time around, by $50, which means they're both now $150 and $200 respectively.
I feel like I'm being two timed.
Why is that?
Because I get both watches for $50 off. That's obviously the second time around.
I can't deal with this right now, Kyle.
It's brought to you by FeedPress. Kenny, FeedPress is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. Thank you for covering those headlines, because FeedPress is simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting for your blog, podcast, whatever content you put out. You could be a band. You could be a Russian cosmonaut. You could be a scientist who is looking at the long-term effects of pizza toppings.
Huh?
Or you could just be trying to move your feed from FeedBurner and or another feed management tool that is slowly dying a horrible, fiery death. What you'll want to do is move it over to FeedPress. Feed.press/morningshow. Start there. Use that as your starting point. You'll get 14 days, no contracts, commitments, credit card, anything. And you'll be sure to use the promo code morningshow, because I told you to, at checkout for 10% off your first year. Now is the perfect time for you to have all your analytics and podcast hosting in a beautiful unified dashboard with all sorts of awesome features that get updated frequently. FeedPress also offers a free migration assistance support 7 days a week via email. So go check it out today. Feed.press/morningshow. So you remember how last time, let's see, Friday, we played a game, a MIDI game, where I would play a song that had been put together only on a MIDI piano, and you could kind of get the words out from those MIDI notes, and it was your turn to guess what that song was. You did very well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I put our episode through that. Friday's episode. You want to hear what that sounds like?
Yes.
Okay. Here. This is it. It's the intro.
Take out the music bed.
Okay. Hold on. I'll try and find it here. Finding. Pausing. See if you can make out the song. Are you ready?
Make out with the song?
Yes, make out with it.
That's Garko.
Pretty good, huh? Pretty good. It sounds
terrifying.
It sounds like if we made a movie in the 1920s about someone being chased by a train.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, just want to share that with you.
Sharing my brain hurts now.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I apologize. Not only is your brain hurting, but the rest of you is as well. Bring this back. So FeedPress, go check them out, because that's what you should do. no chat room. I don't know if they have pizza in space. They have a lot of other dishes in space. But even, I mean, we covered this.
Like satellite dishes.
Why? Why would you do that to me? Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you later. Bye.
See ya.
We covered 2 weeks ago the Astro Rocks, the legend that was astronaut ice cream, which was never an actual thing. They never put vanilla ice cream in a cube into space. Right. Ever. So, I mean, if you're not going to have an ice cream party, you can't have a pizza party in space. Or it's just going to be cold pizza.
Oh, what if it was cold because of the vastness of space? Vacuum pizza.
Not only would it be cold, Kyle, but it would be like
dead.
Way too frozen to eat.
Frozen dead pizza.
Anchovies.
You would only put your favorite ones.
That's the least favorite on Earth.
Ah.
Who knows about space?
Study finds. We should really do that. I'm ready. I'm ready to go into space and test your taste buds. Test your space buds.
Ah.
Kenny, by the age of 18...
This is a fact, right?
Yes, this is a fact. Hey, this is our Fact and National Day segment, Kenny. By the age of 18, the average American child will have seen 200,000 murders on television. I think that's,
gosh.
I don't think they will actually have seen all of those with their eyeballs, unless they're just strictly watching murders.
The murder channel.
But I think it has something to do with news programs and the likelihood each year that something is reported on. So, I mean, 18 isn't bad. They say,
no, this isn't, Kyle, this isn't 200,000 people dying. This is 200,000 murders.
Correct.
This is malice intent.
Yes, correct.
Oh, man.
That's scary,
disturbing.
Right?
Disturbing.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of,
I don't think, I can't imagine that I've seen 200,000 people get murdered. Unless it was like the same guy 200,000 times over.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really funny.
Groundhog's Day.
But see, that wasn't murder. He was committing suicide. Spoiler.
Speaking of spoilers, who invented the granola bar, Kenny?
I can tell you because I can look at it, but I will play dumb and I'll go, I don't know, Kyle, who invented it?
Well, Ray, MIT's website.
That's like a Ray doing a Kermit impression.
A little bit, yeah. MIT's website credits inventor Stanley Mason with creating the first granola bar. And it probably wasn't the one that you enjoy the most. You know, like a Kudos, like a chocolate cup. It's basically a candy bar with granola inside.
Kudos can't be considered granola bars anymore.
It totally is.
In our childhood, Kyle, it was the cheap way to get us to eat a little bit of granola with a lot of chocolate.
Sure, yeah. I mean, well, these days, the outside is made of like liquid kale. So it's just hardened.
You know? Also, the chocolate was more of a diuretic.
I don't know what that was made of, but the inside was essentially oats and honey, and the outside was chocolate.
Yeah.
It's really good. Well, this is the guy, Kenny, Stanley Mason, who invented the first disposable contoured diaper, the squeezable ketchup bottle, and the dental floss dispenser.
Wow.
So it's just sort of
like the Thomas Edison of useless contraptions.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know how you could put all of these. I mean, I wonder what Stanley's house was like, you know, just like
probably a lot more awesome inventions that he didn't release on the world.
Yeah. Well, you could test out the squeezable ketchup bottle on the contoured diaper.
Oh, and scoop it up with a granola bar.
Yeah. Gross. No, thank you. Hey, Kenny, do you know why it's called a manila envelope?
And not a vanilla envelope, I was led to believe when I was a kid?
Are you kidding me?
No. But I always thought, why is it not a vanilla envelope?
Well, let me tell you why. Let me bring the music back up and tell you why. The manila hemp is derived from a species of banana, originally from the Philippines, whose fibers are tough.
Tough.
The hemp is then used during the paper making process, similar to how craft paper uses wood pulp. So you've got
wood pulp,
banana hemp pulp. So the mystery is solved. The manila envelope gets its name from the hemp in which it is made from. So there you go.
Great.
Did you know that? It's a long way to bring envelopes from, in my opinion, because you have to mail an envelope inside of an envelope in order to get just one envelope. So it's like envelopes all the way down, you know? Exponential envelope growth.
That's a little too much to explain to somebody where you go, hey, you know why they call them manila envelopes? And they go, I don't know why. And then you have to read, you know, an essay about manila envelopes.
And that's how the banana tree got to America.
Speaking of bananas.
Thank you. Speaking of bananas, today is National Banana Cream Pie Day. Did you know that?
This is like the food of the comedians in the 1930s who would throw pies at each other.
I don't think there was banana cream in those, though. I believe there was some sort of airy layer on top, and then the rest was just tin, pie tin.
They'd punch each other with pie tins.
Yeah. Copper.
That's awesome. All right. let me hear what you got to say about National Banana Cream Pie Day.
Well, nearly... Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Nearly one out of five, or 19%, of Americans prefer apple pie.
Okay.
This is a list, by the way. Number two, pumpkin pie at 13%. Mm. Pecan, or pecan, at 12%. And coming in at number four is banana cream pie, 10%.
Huh.
Cherry number is last. Four. Believe it or not, cherry is last. Now, this is one of the pies that
I wouldn't say last. I'd just say it was fifth.
No, it's still last. It's always last in my book.
It's last in the sentence.
She's my number five. Get it? Because
yeah, I got it. I got it.
So banana cream pie, that's one of the ones that you can't get as like the chocolate pies that are not refrigerated that are mostly
the home run pies. The
home run pies. You can't get those in banana cream. I don't think.
I don't think that would.
You can get like lemon and cherry. I don't think you can get pumpkin. I think you can get pecan. Pecan.
Sorry.
While you're looking that up.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of pies, until the early 1900s, pie was considered a breakfast food.
Woo!
Ain't nobody gonna put ketchup on that. Sorry, that's...
You okay?
Yeah, this... drumming up all sorts of feelings right now. any information about... home runs.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. In England, Oliver Cromwell banned the eating of pie in 1644, blah, 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 declaring it a pagan form of pleasure.
Pie?
Pie is a pagan form of pleasure.
Aww.
In 1644, I guess. They weren't having it for breakfast then. Strange. Okay. Breakfast.
I'm having a hard time finding... What happened to home run pies? Can I still buy them?
Oh, they don't exist?
No, they exist. One of them calls them a Felix. Oh, Felix Pie. That was a baseball player on the Orioles.
Okay, so you're finding Felix Pie's home run record right now.
Yeah, we're gonna skip the flavors of home run pie. Maybe our listeners can fill us in. But
study finds home run pie flavors. Number one, drum roll, please. Wet bottom, molasses pie, or shoe fly pie were not originally made to eat. This is a pie fact, by the way. Pie fact. Hashtag pie fact. They were used to attract flies from the kitchen.
Ew.
And they would stick to the pie.
Shoe fly pie?
Shoe fly, don't pie with me.
Actually, that's not shoe fly. That's, hey, fly, come eat this and die. This is the shoe fly die pie.
What?
Where's the beeper?
I didn't have the volume up. Why don't we call them pies?
Why do we call them pie?
Well, no, the flies. Why are they not called pies? I just feel like there's
they don't pie. They fly.
But a lot of things fly.
Well, they're really close to being called land.
Ah, well, okay. All right. Early colonists, Kenny, cooked their pigs in long, narrow pans, calling them coffins.
Oh, boy.
Now, round pies were not common until the early 1800s. How is that related? Hold on, what? I feel like that fact came out of nowhere.
Did you say pigs, by the way?
Yeah, I did say pigs.
It's pies.
Sorry.
I mean, if you cooked a pig in a coffin, oh, boy. You're treating it really well.
But I know. Yeah. That's just really, that's such a, I've got to turn on the fan in here. It's just, my vision is starting to blur and my eyes are going across.
Okay. Do you need me to say this next part?
No, I think we should just move on to an upvote downvote segment. What do you think?
Okay.
Because we already, you know, the next one was, we were going to say what happened on this day in history, but Alexa already got the
King Kong fact.
Yeah, we got the King Kong fact.
Okay, well, can I just say it?
This day in history. Where's that one?
Da-na-na,
nope.
Close enough.
Not the one. Ah, got it.
This day in history.
Perfect.
That was pretty close. Dr. Seuss was born. Dr. Seuss was born today.
What? Wait, really?
Yeah. And now he's a baby. He's born today.
He has seen 48 million murders. Poor Dr. Seuss. That's really what has contributed to those books. Green eggs and ham.
He killed that guy who ate the green eggs and ham.
Yep, scrambled eggs, super. And the Butter Battle Book. Let's just move on to upvote downvote.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hashtag upvote downvote. So here, Kenny, is where we read a couple of recent news stories and decide whether or not they should be upvoted in the internet, or we should downvote them and bury them like the pigs they are in the coffins they are.
Pig coffins.
Hey, you could use some of this today. Go Cubes. Saw this over on Product Hunt. It's called The Future of Coffee. Kenny, it's chewable coffee.
Whoa, what?
Go Cubes. You might like this. Go Cubes are made with cold brew coffee and premium ingredients to craft a unique taste and texture and experience. Each pack of cums was with an assortment, that didn't make any sense, of our three classic flavors.
I think it's cubes.
I think so, too. You think that was automatically changed here? Must have
been. Who knows?
Mocha. Pure drip. Latte. These are like Zoolander looks, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blue steel.
What do you think?
La Tigra. I'm going to upvote this one. This sounds great. It's like coffee fruit snacks.
Okay. All right.
Right?
It looks like gummies. Yeah. Go.
I'm going to look at this.
GoCub.es is where you'll want to check them out. They're not a sponsor, so don't buy. But if you're interested.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at this. It's a pack of four, and you get two cups per pack. So two cubes equals one cup of coffee.
It's a pretty good ratio, I think. I mean,
how big are these things?
I envision them to be like 3/4 of an inch each. Something that's small enough to eat one at a time. You know, it's not something you dissolve in a cup or anything with water. Oh. Like these are actually, like you said, they're gummies. You actually eat these directly.
I like these, but man, this is dangerous. What if you eat like four packs at a time? That's 8 cups of coffee.
Like what people do with vitamins. Like the gummy vitamins seem like a really terrible idea.
Dangerous.
Putting something that is supposed to be once a day in a package that is intended to be gorged upon by children and or other people who enjoy gummies. just seems like a bad idea. Really bad idea. It'd be like if we took our food in pill form always and then said, no. These other pills, these ones that are like medication, you only have a couple of those, you know, all in moderation, but you can't stop yourself like that.
Yeah, I can't stop my
coffee cubes.
Can I just say that six of the packs of four Go cubes?
Okay,
that's $20.70.
It's expensive.
It kind of is.
Yeah,
that would make a cup of coffee. So a 12th of that, that would still make the cup of coffee less than $2. So that's not bad, but still. It's kind of the website says if you have a monthly subscription of this, you get 10% off, but it is not reflected in the total price. So I think their website's broken.
Probably broken.
So try it if you may.
Maybe we
should do this for Food Friday.
That's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay. Putting that one down on the Food Friday list, please. Thank you.
Excellent.
Let's both upvote that and move on to wearing headphones at a concert. Do you think that'll be music to your ears while you're there? Because
this sounds stupid.
Okay. So far, so good. There's a lot that can go wrong at a live concert, Kenny. Poor acoustics, annoying people, lots of sweating, bad mixing. You lost your shoe. You don't know. French startup.
Oh, my shoe.
French startup Augmented Acoustics thinks it can solve those problems, maybe not the shoe, and help you enjoy your favorite music the way it was meant to be heard, provided you're prepared to wear some headphones at the concert.
But that's what the live music is there for. That's what you're going to the concert to hear. You're there for the experience, not just to listen to some music in your headphones.
But it's the live music, though, in the headphones, because here's how it works. According to Augmented Acoustics, the French website, which I had to translate, you're at a concert on stage. Uh-huh. The musicians are playing. So I'm setting.
OK, yeah, they are.
I'm literally setting the stage here for you.
Uh-huh.
The music is picked up by the mics on stage and fed to the mixing desk for the sound engineer to balance the sound that comes out of the speakers. Right.
OK, I'm familiar with that.
OK, good. At the same time, that pure balanced performance from the stage is broadcast to a small device called a peeble.
Not a pebble?
No, a peeble you're wearing around your neck.
All right. So I'm downvoting this one right here because I got to say the sound engineer from this scenario is not mixing
for headphones.
For headphones.
Right.
This guy is mixing for the room to sound good, which is why you listen without headphones. If you listen to the straight mix of it, it would sound way different and actually probably sound terrible in your headphones.
So Augmented Acoustics, I'm just getting confused now, wants to be that in between where they take the mixed for the room sound and fuss with it a bit, I guess, and remove the engineer and just, I don't know, throw a cat in there for good measure. And then
how are you going to do this at every concert?
Good question.
I think it's more work for the engineer, apparently.
I think it's only at Daft Punk concerts, I think.
There's French. No mics on the stage.
True. Yeah, I don't know why they mean, yeah, it's weird. Strange down to have vote. Mics. Okay, I agree with you. Down vote. 100%. There was a thing that was like this where you would wear it in your ears and it would sort of tune what came into it through the headphone itself. You weren't wearing a thing around your neck. I think this is just too many moving parts, too clunky. You'd probably look like an idiot. You probably will look like an idiot. What else is new? Speaking of music, emojis. Transforms.
Emojis?
No, just emojis. Emojis.
Okay.
Peeble and emojis. Hey, good morning. It's Peeble and emojis. It'll transform anything into a musical instrument. When stuck onto an object, the emojis sensor captures every vibration you create as you play, quote unquote, play the object. You specify how you want to play your instrument by recording your own gestures, such as hitting, scratching, striking it with different objects in different ways. And then you associate these gestures with different sound engines or MIDI notes. So you can have it kind of pipe into a MIDI program.
I'm going to upvote this one, but then hesitantly go, should I upvote? Because I would just stick one of these emojis under your face and punch you and make music.
I put it onto my stomach when I'm hungry and then like move around a bit and be like, but it would be like it'd be a harp. It'd be nice.
I would put it on a tap dancer's tap shoes and see what happens.
Ah, like a drum beat.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of this sounds percussive and not so much just a musical instrument.
Do you want to see? I can load up the video so we can maybe watch.
It's got a video.
It does have a video. Yeah, this is, I found this one over on Product Hunt as well, which I feel like is a good spot to find some pretty dumb stuff. So I'm looking forward to playing this video for you.
Ooh, here. 95 pounds. Oh, the cost.
So right now they're playing a teapot, a vase.
Mojis allows you to transform anything around you into a musical instrument by combining a vibration sensor with intelligent music software. The vibrations you create are analyzed and converted into the sounds you want instantaneously.
Sounds like a guy from England trying to do an American accent.
Somebody's playing a helmet, a block of wood, a plant, a garbage can.
Let's stop the video. This honestly sounds like one of those things that you'd spend $100 on and then play with it for about an hour and then go, well, I'm done with that.
Or just like make your whole life about this forever. You'd have two choices
to make it worth it.
Right. Two choices. That's it. Well, you can buy these today. Let's see. Mojis.co.uk is where you can grab them. Let's see how much these run and then decide.
95 pounds.
It's so heavy. So heavy. Well, I like this. You're right. I probably wouldn't use it, but more power to you if you want to make your life about this.
That's true.
Okay. Speaking of making your life about something, a pizza light. This was sent in to us on Twitter by our very own resident fecal expert, Jordan Cooper. A pizza light exists to make your cheesy dreams come true. That could be the subtitle for this show. Afraid of the dark, Kenny?
Maybe.
Okay. Ooh, spooky pizza. Not once. You feast your eyes on this cheesy nightlight. It's over at kickerland.com.
Not Kickstarter?
Nope. Kickerland. K-I-K-K-E-R land. And it's $6. It's a $6 pizza nightlight designed by Steph Mantis. And it's got a
Mantis?
Seven, it's got
that's an awesome last name.
Upvote. Let's do Garko's help.
Steph Mantis.
Perfect.
Mantis.
That's exactly it.
That sounds like somebody's villain. Like someone's nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Mantis. I've caught you in my web, Spider-Man.
So it's like an insect.
I guess Spider-Man would have had the web.
Yeah. So
Spider-Man would have said, I got you in my web, Steph Mantis.
That's what he sounds like. Oh,
you got me.
Mantis sounds like Mentok the Mind Taker.
I'm Mantis.
Anyway, so remind yourself, Kenny, how much you love pizza as you drift off to sleep with this pizza nightlight, according to the Kickerland website. It's got a 7-watt bulb, and if you woke up in a stupor, I would think this is a real piece of pizza. It looks like a paper plate on the outside.
It's tiny, though.
With cheese. There's no toppings. So I must say, no toppings. But
no, but this is pretty awesome. I have to say, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like it.
I would get this for my child.
Okay. Why just a child? I need this.
All right. I'll get this for my brother child.
What? Oh, thank you. But that's weird. But the thing with this is, though, that the pizza is going to be always hot. Like, you'll never get cold pizza with this. It's always warm.
You unplug it, Kyle.
But then it's, yeah, it's just lukewarm. Like, you wouldn't. I need a cold light. Are there lights that are cold?
Sure.
It's called a freezer.
LED.
Speaking of sleeping, Kenny, this tool allows you to track your friend's sleep patterns via Facebook.
This is a terrible idea. You just read the words and I can't. I'm shaking my head already. Downvote, downvote, downvote. This is scary.
It says now someone doesn't need to physically stalk you or visually monitor you in any way to know when you're sleeping. They simply have to download the source code from GitHub, which allows any of your friends to compile a profile of your sleeping habits from your Facebook usage data. Cool. This is from a Danish software developer, Soren Lauv. Soren Lauv Jansen. We'll go with that. After conceptualizing what was possible to extract from seemingly insignificant data. Now, I assume Facebook is doing similar stuff, but this is a separate third-party person writing on Medium about this idea. As they say, by creating a simple service that checks Facebook every 10 minutes, I'm able to get an accurate picture of my friend's Facebook usage. So it's just publicly available information that someone's kind of forcing through this this algorithm, which I hate to say, but
it's almost. I mean, I guess you kind of are giving away your privacy rights by using Facebook at this point, then?
Yes.
In this respect?
Jeez.
Deleting Facebook today.
I don't know. Facebook will probably block it. But the thing is, you saw this. I kind of use other social networks for this very thing. And you could probably do the same thing with Twitter, maybe.
What do you mean?
Like track where people go on Twitter or Peach. Like Peach has a built-in good morning and a built-in good night. So, which is pretty much exactly saying like, hey, I'm awake. Hey, I'm asleep. Hey, I'm awake. Hey, I'm asleep.
Yeah, but you're choosing to say that. It's not giving that information to people without your consent, essentially.
True. Just get off Facebook. You don't need to be on there.
This has scary implications. I'm telling you, it's...
Lulf Jansen says, quote, be aware that they're leaving some digital footsteps everywhere they go. So that's a warning for people. Warning. Scary. Super scary. Well, indeed. I think it's good that somebody wrote something about this. So I'm going to say upvote. Let's get this in the hands of people who seem to use Facebook immediately after waking up or lay in bed and Facebook until they fall asleep.
All right.
Just be careful, I guess. Be
all right.
Aware.
Sure.
Oh, great. Now that weaponized scalpel blade Nerf blasters is fully automatic.
Nerf is blasters? I'm going to shoot you with my Nerf blasters.
This is actually from Jörg Spav.
Garko. Hello, I'm mad scientist Jörg Spav. I'm going to shoot you with Nerf blasters.
He actually sounds kind of like that. I'm Jörg Sprave, according to Garko here.
Garko's crisis.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's not accurate. But this is basically a guy who takes a Nerf blaster and puts scalpel blades into the front of it. This sounds super scary, but it's simply for YouTube's sake, I assume, right? It's super dangerous. It's terrifying.
This is part of the 200,000 murders, isn't it?
I don't think so. You wanna hear a little bit of the video?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Slingshot channel. A lot of people
this guy
like my scalpel shooting blaster mod.
Okay, turn it off. The slingshot guy is scary, scary, scary when he uses that laugh.
Okay. All right. He says, kids,
I'm going to slingshot you in the face.
Okay.
You'll be okay. I promise.
I don't think so.
You'll just head to explode.
He's looking directly into my eyes right now, and he's saying, for the record, kids, don't ever insert number 25 scalpel blades into your Nerf darts, period.
Only use number 30 scalpel blades.
Correct. Yes, they need to penetrate the barn.
All right. We're done with the video, Kyle.
This is a pretty fast firing gun.
Oh.
But I have to say that it is not full auto.
So he made it fully automatic.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think? Upvote, downvote.
Okay. You're right. For YouTube's sake, upvote. Because this guy is amazing. This guy is the what was the guy's name who invented the diaper? Stanley Mason.
Ketchup Von Mason.
Yeah, this guy is the Stanley Mason of slingshots. So
I don't that's weird. That's weird.
I've watched some of these videos. He's insane. He's launched like a full on like an axe from a slingshot. Like he made a trident launcher or something like that. This guy's crazy.
He's gonna hurt himself. That's all I know. He's gonna hurt
himself. He has a video of him hurting himself.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Let's just watch that one from now on.
No.
All right. Well, I'm gonna upvote. I like Nerf guns, Nerf blaster things, so I've gotta upvote this. I like it.
Murder blaster.
Kenny, it's time to play a game. It's Wednesday. Surprise! Kenny, this is Two Stupid Games. We're going to play two games, two rounds of Guess That Sound. So this is where I play a sound, and you have to guess what the sound is. Wait a second,
are you playing, is the music bed the Gandalf head bob song? Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's the epic sax man. So
epic sax man.
Speaking of epic saxes, this game is where I'm going to play the sound of a saxophone, and you're going to guess what decade it's from 1900 until now. Are you ready?
Right. Sure.
All right. Number one. What decade? You can say like 1940s, 1990s. What decade is that saxophone from? You want another sound?
Yeah, let's hear it again. It sounds like the saxophone's on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It does.
I'm gonna say the 30s.
1920s. It's the
so close.
Then the slide sax was made in the 1920s.
The slacks.
Yes. Number two.
That's really jazzy. Mm. I want to say 50s.
1928. It's called the Cano sax. It's actually made in the key of F, and no music has ever been written for it. There were only 25 of them made.
Whoa.
Crazy, right?
That's a good fact.
Yeah. Wrong. Number three.
'40s.
And I'll play another one for you.
'76.
No, 2014.
What?
It was from the,
I'm so confused.
The 2000s. There's no way that you'll ever be able to guess the decade a sax was made by its sound. That's the game.
Oh, when it was made?
Yes. When?
Oh, I thought it was like what the style is.
No. When was this? You need to hear when the saxophone was made.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said. That's what it is.
As long as I'm not trying to guess the age of the person playing the sax.
Because if they were born
in 2014,
that's correct.
That's a 2-year-old sax player.
Yes.
Sax man.
You ready? Yes. You ready for number 4?
Yeah. '50s.
It's actually, 50. Yeah, it's called the Tubax, Kenny, from Germany or Michigan. And it was made in the 1990s.
Damn.
1990s. I feel like
that
present.
Was the exact saxophone that they played in every single Disney movie from the 50s and 60s.
Potentially, yes. Or it could have been a trombone of sorts. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Tubax. So you're wrong. You ready for number 5? Last one here, and then we'll move on to our second sound game. Number 5.
There it is.
What?
There it is. There it is.
There it is.
What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to say the 40s.
1910s. It's a 6-foot, 6-inch saxophone.
It sounds like a 6-foot, 6-inch fart.
Like a Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
Only 25 of them were made.
Another 25.
Yeah. Not that many. All right. Well, you did awfully. You ready for another game, Kenny? This one is, can you guess the animal that goes with this sound? So I'm going to play a human making the sound of an animal, and you need to guess what the animal is. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
Here we go.
Grunts, grunts.
What?
I'll play it again.
Grunts, grunts.
What animal is that?
The Danish human.
Grunts, grunts.
anteater.
It's a pig. It's what a pig sounds like in German.
Maybe to her.
Well, yeah, she's German. She speaks German. That's what they say a pig. So we say oink oink, right? Oink 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 oink.
And they say grunts grunts.
Grunts grunts.
Yes, correct.
Jeez.
All right, number 2, Kenny.
Kegel, kegel.
What?
Kegel, kegel.
Kegel, kegel.
Sounds like a...
What animal is that?
Hell. A Russian parrot.
I love that you're so frustrated.
Kegel.
No, wrong. It is a frog in Korean.
Come on. A Korean frog.
A Korean
a
frog.
Sax.
Kegel.
Yeah, this is actually a Korean frog.
Okay.
Kill me.
Number 3.
Choo-choo.
A really small train. koala.
What you think that's a koala?
I don't know.
What animal is that, Kenny?
Choo choo. It's a shoe fly.
It's a mouse. It's a mouse in Japanese.
Japanese mouse, got it.
Choo choo.
Okay, number for a tiny train. Tiny train! Number 4.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's the
Star Wars.
I was gonna say that's the stormtrooper who's really not taking it seriously.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh man. What do you think? What animal is that other than a stormtrooper, obviously? He's not firing, but he's just like running around.
He's hiding behind the other guys going,
pew, I'm pew, fighting. pew 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 pew
pew pew pew pew pew pew.
Oh jeez. Pew pew. I don't know, Kyle. Another mouse?
It's a bird in Spanish.
A Spanish bird. Come on.
Yep. You're wrong. Number five. Last one. Where's that one? Play a drum roll. Number five.
Guang guang.
Guang
guang.
Guang guang.
Guang guang.
I don't know, Kyle. The Portuguese parrot.
I don't think that's a thing. Well, I'm gonna let you try again. These are very simple animals.
Yeah, you're telling me.
They've been simple so far.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah. I don't know. I don't know.
Wah, wah.
Another stormtrooper.
Pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Wah, wah.
Let's say a Dutch pony.
Why are you giving the nationality of the animal? It doesn't matter what it is. It's a dog. It's a freaking dog in Chinese.
Yum. Oh no, I can't play this again.
You can find us.
No, you can't
play on Twitter. This. We're Morning Show AM. You can find Kenny, he's Pizza Robotics. And I'm Kyle Roderick. Please support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/morningshow.
It's getting really intense. It's like the Imperial March and he's
Oh, I know. It's pretty bad.
Nope.
No, we don't. We're gonna cut that part out. Here we go. Oh, you can catch us again on Friday. We'll be here for another episode of Food Friday.
I'm not cutting that part out.
I love that every three episodes we get to do one that is strictly related to food. So if you've got any food stories you'd like us to cover, we covered the pizza toppings, we covered the pizza light, lots of pizza stories today, because that's really that is our pizza vertical, so we must cover it. But if you've got any other food related stories, I've got a library, a menagerie of food stories. But if you would like us to cover something specifically, let me get to the point here. Morning Show AM on Twitter. We are also on Facebook, facebook.com/morningshow. And we're on Instagram because you've got to be on all the platforms, do you not? Yes. Mm-hmm. Question. Of course. We'll be back again.
Wah, wah.
On Friday. Until then, Kenny, say goodbye. Just get out of here. Goodbye.
Pew, go, go. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Show with God.